بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كتاب آداب السفر. This is the book on the etiquettes of traveling, which Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi now has brought about this book, in which he will explain a hadith regarding making safar and traveling. باب استحباب الخروج يوم الخميس واستحبابه أول النهار. The first chapter, it talks about it being mustahab, desirable, to depart on a journey on a Thursday and in the early part of the day. And Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, خرج في غزوة تبوك يوم الخميس وكان يحب أن يخرج يوم الخميس متفقون عليه. وفي رواية في الصحيحين لقلما كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يخرج إلا في يوم الخميس. So Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he departed on the expedition of Tabuk. When he went to Tabuk, he left on a Thursday, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam liked departing on a Thursday. So from this hadith we understand that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he traveled, generally he would like to travel and depart on a Thursday. Another narration is mentioned that rarely did Rasulullah sallam depart on a day besides Thursday. So when we are traveling, if it is possible that we leave on a Thursday, then this is also from the etiquettes of traveling, sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An Sakhr ibn Wada'ah الغامدي الصحابي رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال اللهم بارك لأمتي في بكورها. وكان إذا بعث سرية أو جيشا بعثهم من أول النهار. وكان صخر تاجرا وكان يبعث تجارته أول النهار فأثرى وكثر ماله. رواه أبو داود الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. الصحابي بن صخر بن وداعة الغامدي رضي الله تعالى عنه. It is narrated from him that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned a very beautiful dua. اللهم بارك لأمتي في بكورها. والله bless my ummah in the early part of the day. In other words, the early part of the day when you and I will carry out whatever requirements we have and the work and tasks and duties, then we will get the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for barakah. All of us want barakah, especially in our businesses. So here in this hadith, the supplication, the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the ummah is that the ummah must get barakah in the early part of the morning. The early part of the morning will have great blessings, and therefore this Sahabi Sakhr bin Wada'a radiallahu ta'ala, when he sent any delegation or any expedition or army, then he would send them in the early part of the month. So Sakhr bin Wada'a said that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam وَكَانَ إِذَا بَعْثَ سَرِيَةً when Rasulullah would send out any expedition, any army in the path of Allah, then Rasulullah would send them in the early part of the morning. And Sakhar himself was a businessman. He was a tajir. And he used to send his goods of tijarah, the goods that he would use for selling, in the early part of the morning. فَأَثْرَى وَكَثُرَ مَالُهُ He became very wealthy and he possessed much wealth. So again here, we understand that the early part of the morning, especially now after Fajr, generally is not a time for sleeping and wasting the blessings of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many people who started their work early part of the morning, they would find great benefit. Person is fresh, is vibrant at this part of the morning. He had a sleep at night. Yeah, unless the person is not well and things like that, or he hardly had any sleep, that's a different matter. But generally, this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has encouraged, that early part of the morning has great blessings. We are looking for the blessings. So from this hadith we understand two aspects. Number one, the first hadith, when a person is coming out on a journey, he would try and come out on a Thursday and come out early part of the morning. And because early part of the morning has great blessings due to the dua of Rasulullah SAW for his ummah, Allahumma barik li ummati fi bukuriha. Allah give us tawfiq wa make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah.